Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick. We're on the road today. It is the Precision Planting Winter Conference, our Agriculture Today broadcast, made possible by Premium Ag Solutions out of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. We're going to bring you up to date on all the latest in technology, what's happening at this Precision Planting Winter Conference as Agriculture Today continues. But first, Randy Coonan standing by. Randy's got the latest in market news. Thanks so much, Randy. Again, this is the Precision Planting Winter Conference. If you're on social media, you can follow along with hashtag PP Winter Conference 21, and you can see all the latest that's going on in the 27 different sites across the country that are getting this update from Precision Planting. Premium Ag Solutions bringing you this broadcast, and from Premium Ag Solutions, Austin Stahl is with us. And Austin, let's visit a little bit. First of all, it's good to be at a meeting where we're actually with people. We're not sitting on a computer screen for once. It's nice to have that interaction.
Yeah, that's for sure. I can't remember the last time I was a meeting like this. It's probably last year, actually. Of course, we didn't see this coming, but yeah, it's been a good response from growers, and it's been nice to sit down and just talk with different growers and kind of see how it's been going the last year.
So what's on their mind?
There's a lot of questions about maintenance. There's a little more, with the markets being the way they are now, having gone up a little bit, a little renewed hope and interest in retrofitting. Versus trading in has been a big topic. You know, guys kind of exploring both options and what way they can go with that.
So retrofitting a planter, tell me, what are the advantages of doing something like that, Austin?
The cost to trade for a new planter that's stock versus using that cost to retrofit. You're getting the benefits of the precision planting equipment. And instead of just trading for something that's new in stock, it just adds value to the farm.
Yeah, and like you said, you really can customize it to what exactly you're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. And then if you just take your existing planter, put some wear parts to it, just keep up with those things, slowly add some products, and just kind of build it at a slower pace without having to take that initial hit of trading.
So how important is that part of the business, doing that retrofitting with Premium Ag Solutions?
It's a big part of our business. We do a fair amount of new planter builds too, but the retrofitting really seems to be where guys are leaning towards, and it's been good for us.
I like coming to this conference because obviously we've got a lot of gee whiz kind of technology here. It's fun to learn about that, but also there's such a focus on research and agronomics, and that's what I think really drives these producers as well.
Right, yeah, the PTI farm down in Pontiac, Illinois, they do a lot of research, so we have a lot of good data to show growers here. Also, at Premium Ag Solutions, we farm also, so we have some of our data off our farm that we like to share with growers, and just kind of helps add to the story and show how this stuff actually works.
And obviously, we've got more crops than just corn and soybeans in our footprint, in your footprint. It's nice to know we can utilize some of this in our beet ground or canola, those kind of things, too.
That's right. So precision planting started down in Illinois. There's a lot of sugar beet, or there's a lot of soybeans and corn. They started to take the sugar beet thing more seriously. We grow beets ourselves. But yeah, them moving to Fargo with precision or with winter conference has really opened eyes to how big of a market sugar beets are and how important this technology is for sugar beet growing.
Once again, we're coming to you from the Precision Planting Winter Conference on the Red River Farm Network. Good afternoon, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick. We're on the road today, but we'll also get updates from Randy Coonan, Kara Hart, and Megan Overby as the broadcast continues. But this is the Precision Planting Winter Conference, going on live here today and the session tomorrow here as well. So still an opportunity for folks to take this conference in. Matt Grove is with us, regional manager. That's the right title for you, Matt?
Yeah, so I'm a regional manager in the Northwest United States. Cover a pretty diverse territory from the Red River Valley and the Dakotas here all the way out to the Pacific with Washington and Oregon.
We talked about it yesterday. We got some new technology called Reveal. Tell me what this is all about and what it means to the grower.
You know, when we revealed Reveal, it actually is just taking a new spin on technology that's been around for a long time when you look at row cleaners mounted on the front of the planter. Traditionally, a lot of row cleaner setups have been mounted to the row unit themselves, and there's a lot of weight and different dynamics there that, you know, can really affect how that row unit's riding. Are we consistently keeping that row cleaner engaged to remove that residue and not hairpin as we create that furrow? So with Reveal, we've gone to a frame-style mounted row cleaner. It is on an airbag style linkage suspension. So the motion of travel along with a gauge wheel and depth adjustment handle right on the front of it, allows us to really set our tine depth and maintain that consistency, whether the topography changes, you got waterways, drainage ditches, and all those, to make sure we are giving the best environment for the openers to run in.
Heard you in front of that group today talking, and you called it a game changer. This is a big deal.
It is. It really is a big deal. You know, the row cleaner, like I said, has been around for a long time. We haven't made any drastic changes. They've always kind of been the different vendors and suppliers that have done what they have always done. And so I think by coming back to the drawing board, taking a new look at it, and, you know, it is going to change the game of how we clean in front of the openers for creating a furrow. The other nice part is, you know, it doesn't create a lot of technology. You know, any of the farmers can look at this and say, this is an area I can improve. We can bolt it onto their existing equipment. They don't need power display, none of that. Just get ready to go to work.
We're always looking for that continuous improvement. Farmers do that when they start up the tractor and get in the field each spring. Companies do that. It's nice to see some good things happening here in this business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the business has been great. You know, there's a lot of excitement around the markets and everything that's going on right now in agriculture. And you're right, we're looking to always get better. But with technology, we also want those easy wins as well. So it's simplistic to use, and it performs and does what we need it to do.
Matt Grove with us from Precision Planting. Again, just a reminder, go to #PPWinterConference21, and you can see some of the activities going on here. This winter conference, our broadcast made possible by Premium Ag Solutions at Hitterdahl, Minnesota. We have more still to come, but now back to farm news in the studio. Here's Kara Hart. Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. We're on the go today, and that's pretty exciting all into itself. We're happy to be out and about. We're at the Precision Planting Winter Conference, our broadcast brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, based at Hitterdahl, Minnesota. And grower with us, Jared Abernathy, out of Lansford, North Dakota, that northwest corner of the state. Jared, give me an idea. What was 2020? What was the crop like for you this past year?
Crop was pretty ideal. It came out of the ground good. We had some good rains through the summer, and it really produced well for us.
After the past few years, to have a fall like we did, it was kind of nice. How did that go for you?
Went well. We actually shut down about, I don't know, Thanksgiving time, so it was, we just kept going. It's nice.
Yeah. What crops do you grow, Chair?
Oh, mainly corn, soybeans, wheat. There's some canola and sunflowers out there, and just the various crops.
So how long have you been a customer with the Precision Planting technology?
1 year, yeah.
So what made you to add this into your mix?
Did a lot of research, you know, corn starting to take over acres where we're at, and I just thought I'd see what guys are doing with planters and the route they were going, and it seemed like Precision was the way to go, and after even just 1 year, I've noticed the ROI is there, so works pretty well.
And you work with Premium Ag Solutions to get set up?
I do, yep.
How are they to work with?
Very good. Very helpful. Whatever you need, whenever you need it.
That's good to see. So what are your thoughts going into 21? Pretty optimistic?
Yeah, pretty optimistic. You know, it's got some momentum coming off 2020, and it's things are looking good.
Market's helping too. It's all on for this year ahead. Good to see.
Yeah, the markets are going up, and I guess enjoy it while you can.
Not today, but they have been going up anyway. Yeah. Jared Abernathy with us as we come to you from the Precision Planting Winter Conference, again underway in Fargo. Our broadcast brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions. And now back to the studio. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Don Wick on the go for the Red River Farm Network at the Precision Planting Winter Conference. We're in Fargo. And do take note, you can still register for another day of this conference that will be taking place tomorrow. Troy Amundson is with us, Premium Ag Solutions. They've been bringing us these broadcasts the past 2 days. And Troy, I looked to a year ago at this point. We still had corn in the ground. I think guys were just frustrated. Nobody wanted to get in and start thinking about the new year. Whole different story this year. People are geared up for 2021, and they're actually making decisions and going at it probably a little earlier than what they have in years past.
Absolutely. I think a major thing that we're seeing is guys are frankly excited about farming again, which, I mean, going through last winter with the anxiety of a crop standing in the field and kind of in the back of our minds knowing the quality of that crop wasn't very good, but you kind of held old hope that, you know, maybe it's better than we think, and then you get the combine out there and it's like, well, yeah, it's kind of what we thought it was going to be. I mean, last year was a challenging year through and through. I mean, we've talked to a lot of guys, and just they want to hit the delete button on 2019 and go forward, and that kind of that helps things a lot. Now what we're seeing going into 21 is, you know, we had a really good fall and things got done and more field work got done than we've probably done in 5 years. And now all of a sudden we flipped the page to 21 and decisions are being made. I mean, people are saying, these are the things I want to do to my planter. Here's what I can do to improve my operation going into spring. And I mean, there's a, I don't call it a bounce to people's step again. It's kind of exciting to see.
So if these guys want to get in queue for a retrofit or purchasing some things, they probably should get that job done.
Yeah, I think time is of the essence. I mean, personally, I know we've been busier this last month than we've ever been the month of January. And I think it just comes down to that, you know, people are excited to do something and they're, you know, basically putting their best foot forward to have the best crop they can next year.
Troy Amundson with us from Premium Ag Solutions. We're at the Precision Planting Winter Conference. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.